Beautiful human beings, how are we feeling tonight? Very good. This is our first Fluxcast ever. Fluxcast number one. Idea is, if you're creating beautiful magic of resonance and coherence with other human beings, you may as well share. So tonight we are here broadcasting from beautiful Ibiza. If you could imagine the lovely structure I'm in, the amazing surrounding, and the human beings which are in my midst. I invite you to close your eyes and enjoy the sonic soundscape through which you will not only get beautiful tunes, experience lovely harmonies, you might also get some of the love from the people in this lovely circle. Can we hear the people in the circle? See, it's plenty of people bringing good love to y'all. This being our first Fluxcast of all, I would like to invite the participants, which is everybody in this tent, to feel free with their voices. We are going to be painting the sonic soundscape of a listener with their beautiful ideas. With their beautiful voices are lovely melodies. Hey, 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 hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the vibe. That's the vibe. I have a question for this lovely group of people. Why are you here on this misunderstood island? Why Ibiza?
Why not?
That's a good answer indeed. That's a good answer indeed. Why not? But I would actually ask someone to tell us a story. And because Christian is buying dinner tonight, bueno, the truth is we're both not buying dinner tonight, I would like to give him the microphone and the first opportunity. That's good, that's okay. This is Ibiza. If the singing bowls don't crash, it's not proper Ibiza. To make the conversation a bit more interesting, can we do that? Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Why are you here?
I am here.
Why are you here?
I am here.
Yes, we can.
Some people call this island the cosmic lobby. And on the shores of this island, the spiritual refugees washing up, searching for a different life, a different way of being, a different way of living, a different way of loving, a different way of celebrating, a different way of growing, a different way of cooking, a different way of eating, a different way of singing. Maybe not so different. Depends on where you start. On this island, we're trying to remember the past and weave it into our present and dreaming into our future.
Remembering the past to weave it into the future. remembering the past to weave it into the future. That's a beautiful visual representation of the things that I wish to involve. We had that today. We were talking about the cosmic waiting room. Is it the cosmic lobby? But does that mean, do you know where you're going, or it can take you anywhere? Repeat that for us, for the microphone, so the listeners can hear.
You connect into everything and everywhere.
And everywhere. You said we are already there. Really? We're still processing that beautiful information. I'm still thinking, if we could go to any time past, if we could go to any time past, it's an open question, where would you care to go? Where would you decide to jump off that cosmic elevator bus? Where would you tell the conductor of the time machine to say, stop, this is where I get off?
Growing up, I would have gone to the 60s, to the green wave, with the beautiful clothes, and the beautiful sounds, and the long hair, and the free love. I was angry at the universe for putting me in this yuppie age of the 90s. I was wondering why?
Why?
Why? And then one day I woke up on this island and I was looking around and I would say I would like to be right here, right now. Because this moment we're living is a defining moment and this is a defining place.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you also feel that this is a defining place? Yes? If you feel it, can we get an aho? Very nice. I would like to put that same question down to anyone who wishes to pick it up. If we are going back to go forward, where are we going to stop the cosmic time machine to get our inspiration? Daniel, do you want to go? He's looking at me like, I want to talk. All right.
Together we go with the time machine into the now.
Into the now.
Into the now.
Into the now. Into the now, into the now, 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 into the now. I know you like the vibes. I know Finn is an expert at freestyling on rhythm, but he just needed the rhythm. I'm gonna give you a bit of rhythm. Ladies and gentlemen, can we give him some rhythm?
I wish I could transport you to where we are right now. In this beautiful yurt, surrounded by beautiful people, with burning candles, the smell of incense, and good vibes.
Good vibes!
We're here tonight to explore some questions. How do we turn scarcity into abundance?
I'd like to know the answer to that question.
How do we turn death into life? How do we turn degeneration into regeneration? What we're doing here tonight is gathering to celebrate life. we're planting a seed of intention to remember something that we forgot. We're remembering to celebrate the seasons, to celebrate the harvests, the new moon, the full moon, and to remember that we are nature expressing itself. We are life creating the conditions conducive to life. It has been said that deep within the Amazon rainforest, you can find an earth so dark and so rich in nutrients that it was created over time by the people who stewarded that environment. This is what we're capable of when we come together, when we remember, we realize that we can create something more beautiful than we could ever imagine. We can create beautiful expressions of complexity, thriving ecosystems, and we're already doing it. That work has begun. In these times of release, these times of collapse, something new is emerging. So if I could be anywhere in time and history, I would be right here. I would be right here now, in this year, creating magic.
Soil, for the future is a seed. Look around you, tell me what you see. Look around you and tell me what you see. I see the past become soil, for the future is a seed. I see the past become soil, for the future is a seed.
That is an interesting thought to hold, an interesting thought to hold, an interesting thought to Does anybody else find it like a guilty pleasure of sorts, or something that you really truly don't deserve? Like, if it is here and now the best place to be in all of human existence, would you feel like a little? I wouldn't feel very comfortable with that. Does anyone else share a feeling like this? You think it's maybe something that it's difficult for us to assume and step up in the moment that we are? I struggle with this. I don't know. Does anyone else want to elaborate on that?
Here and now. I can tell you.
Tell me.
Where I'm going.
Where you're going.
Here and now.
Here and now.
I am walking.
You're walking.
Step by step.
Step by step.
Step by step.
Step by step.
On the road.
On the road.
To utopia.
To utopia.
And utopia is a place. Is a place.
Is a place. About utopia, please. I'd like to hear.
So utopia is unique. Every utopia is different. It's quirky. It's misunderstood, like this island. Every utopia is a different story that wants to be told, that starts within. It starts with the courage of listening. What is it, this quirky, weird, unique utopia that wants to be created? Like this creature under the water that suddenly becomes something so beautiful, like a dragonfly. Every utopia wants to be expressed, wants to be let free, wants the space to dare to be. So on the road to utopia, I want to be joined by all the weird utopias that haven't been expressed yet. On the road. On the road.
If you are a hippie and you're a weirdo too, then we'd be happy to recruit every single one of you. I'm gonna be serious for a minute, no shits and giggles. This is something really serious that we're discussing. We have all created a form of secret cult. But the way this works is quite ingenious. You will be quite surprised to figure out that no such cult exists. It's just an illusion. So it's the greatest cult that never existed. Yet you have the feeling that you belong. With a secret language that only flows. With a secret leadership that doesn't exist. With ideals that cannot be exposed or cannot be writ. We're just adhering to an ideal. Like, you're one of my hippies. But we'd never really known if you passed the test. But if you look beautiful, saving the planet, well, that I'm quite certain, ladies and gentlemen, that you all have done your best. You've done your best, and that's good enough. No? You've done your best, that's good enough. Just creating utopia by being? And if so, what is missing? Why are we not there? Who feels that we are exactly where we should be?
We feel it.
And who feels that we are still approaching? So that's the question. What is still missing?
I want to pick up on the why and how. How can it be if this is the moment, if this is the here and now, and this is the place to be, how can it be that the things that we need to survive, it's the same thing that is cutting down our forests, polluting our rivers, contaminating our lakes, killing our insects, poisoning our ecosystems, poisoning our bodies. How can it be that the people that are sworn to protect us are dragging us deeper and deeper into conflict and death? How can the people be that the people that are there to educate us are lying? How can this be the place to be? How can this be the time to be? And the only hope I can find in that is that it's always darkest before the dawn. And I can only pray that it has to be the time to be, because time is running out. So it's really up to us to define this time, to make it the time and the place to be. But first we need to begin. To take it all in, to feel it, to understand it. To think about a time when the food we ate was sacred and the relationships we had were sacred and the gods were not a construction of humans. It was the wind and the fire and the forces of nature, the water, the skies, the trees, the birds, the butterflies. So where do we begin? We begin with forgiving ourselves, forgiving our ancestors, forgiving our parents, forgiving each other. And beyond forgiveness, find a place of compassion and understand that even if you don't understand We don't have to understand. We just have to forgive. And we just have to feel compassion. And we need to look around at everyone around us and realize that we are here, here and now. Over billions of years of this planet spinning the universe, we happen to be here and now. And we need to be so grateful for everyone and everything and every living being that is here together with us. And we need to love each other like we love our own children, like we love our own parents. And we need to be happy that we are all here. And then we need to pray for our ability to wake up every morning and put attention into every little action, every breath we take, every thought we think, every word we say, every action we take, everything we use, everything we eat. We need to bring it back into a place of sacredness. And slowly, slowly, if we start one by one, one little thought a day, one little pattern a day, one little thing in our immediate life, slowly we will start to see. We will start to see a change. We start to see life coming back. We will see butterflies coming back. We will see insects coming back. We will feel the air that we breathe is giving us more energy. It's giving us more spirit. We will see the eyes in the people around us will have a little bit more spark. We will see the smiling a little bit wider. We will feel that the hugs are a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, a little bit more meaningful. We will see that the things that we produce are a little bit more beautiful and a little bit more meaningful. All of a sudden, the most mundane things can be sacred. Smallest little detail can be special because it was made by someone with love. Not only with love for themselves and their craft, but with love for existence and with love for you. And it's given to you with joy. That it's not just going to be used by someone, it's going to be used by you. And all of a sudden, the little things in our day-to-day lives can start to become magical.
Just by giving meaning to things, just by giving meanings to things. The first lesson of alchemical transmutation is emotion. Take something sacred and make it mundane. Take something mundane and make it sacred. What if it was here and now? How would you take in that reverence? What would it be like to live that here and now? That's absolutely beautiful. My goodness. Yeah, or was it just me? No.
There's sometimes
sometimes some very beautiful moments when everybody gets it. And for me, when people enter a state of kind of emotional coherence and things start to sound beautiful, I regain my faith in humanity. I would just suggest that we put on some beautiful music. Can we do an A minor? Ángel, La menor? Así. There's a darkness in my soul. There's a darkness, a black hole that pulls in all of my light. Makes me want to say goodbye, check out, call goodnight. And I find that my ability to go from darkness to the light is something beautiful, which I still don't understand. Could it be that belief, faith is something like that?
Faith. Faith is to let it go and just let God take control of everything, because in the beginning, God is everything. So the darkness, it's another type of color of God, another vibration, another way of being. We are just living in a cycle when God represents everything. So trust and faith es rendirse. Give up to everything, even if looks scary or unknowing, because you cannot escape from God, because everything is God.
Surrender.
It's all about that. Knowing that God will always be by your side, in your side, and inside of you. That's faith for me.
So it's jumping out of the airplane.
And the airplane is God, and the air is God. And the jumping and your body, everything, you just melt with this every time. And when you feel there is no hope, and when you feel there is no, you come back again to feel that what is the worst thing that can happen? God, find God again?
That's a tricky one. Let me ask a question. Let me ask a question. If we're serious, then to die an honorable death. Say you've read the script. I know how this is going to go. It won't end well. And still to surrender. Are we really prepared, or are we going to smoke some more joints and, you know, enjoy the pools in Ibiza? And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if surrender, you know, if surrender is something you have to let go into, or something that we actually avoid by every means. And my question is, are we really ready?
There's something on the way to acknowledge the courage that it takes to do what is right. Because doing what is right has us facing our fear and act despite our fear. And we all know what is right. In the little moments, in the little fights, in the big decisions, in the small instants, we know what is right in our heart always. And we know what intentions are pure and what intentions are driven by fear. And I think at this point in time, for businesses, for politics, for people, for the land, for each other to keep on choosing what is right despite the fear, and keep on choosing the courage that it takes, the courage to do what is right when it's hard, when we're not used to do what is right, when we're afraid of doing what is right, when our thoughts are not guiding us in that direction, to jump from the plane. Follow the courage to do what is right. And my prayer is for all of us, in the little moments, in the big moments, in the small acts each day, in the big decisions, to stop, observe, choose our intentions, and dare to do what is right for everybody. And what is right for everybody is always right for us.
What is right for everybody is always right for us. Interesting how all the themes seem recurrent. We repeat ourselves in one way or another. Could it be that we're under a spell? It's absolutely beautiful that we at least have the opportunity to be here now. Because I can imagine no other place in the world doing this kind of thing. In Lithuania, they would practically burn me. I mean, it's a cynical joke, but that's what they used to do, you know? You try to connect with something else, you're not only marginalized and ostracized, many times you will pay the ultimate price. And to be able to do this safely with other like-minded individuals, for me, is it gives me a feeling of home and solace. It's funny to look back into the circle, into so many eyes with which I have faced so much transformation, so much depth, so many trials, so many tribulations, and so many beautiful moments of revelation. And I think that that's the greatest gift of all, in this case, what we can ask for. This is our first Fluxcast for today, and we're closing the transmission. I think it was pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with it, even though I had no serious expectations. But I did learn one thing, and I did learn that it is an honor, a privilege, a blessing to be able to do this for you, with you. Thank you. Dun 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 dun. va a curar, gato va a curar, gato va a curar, gato va a curar, gato va a curar, bailo va a sanar, 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 gato va a curar, gato va a curar, gato va a curar.
Cura, 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 cura